Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. In episode 20, we dive into the ongoing blockchain battle between Ethereum and Solana. We'll explore their core differences in scalability, transaction speed, energy efficiency, and ecosystem growth. Is Solana truly an Ethereum killer, or does Ethereum's dominance and decentralization give it an unshakable edge? Tune in to find out which platform is better positioned to shape the future of decentralized finance, NFTs, and smart contracts.
All right, so let's jump into a topic that's been causing quite a stir in the crypto world. Solana versus Ethereum. You've probably heard whispers out there about Solana flipping Ethereum.
Yeah.
But what does that even mean?
It's an intriguing phrase.
It is.
It really is.
So we're going to break down this rivalry for you. We're using a 2024 comparison article from CoinLedger.
Oh, okay.
They're a crypto tax software company.
Yeah.
So they're deep in the crypto world. So their analysis is pretty up to date, which is crucial in this rapidly changing space.
Yeah. For sure.
It really is.
It's a fascinating comparison. And, you know, the rivalry between these two leading smart contract blockchains, has implications that reach far beyond just their individual market performance.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not just about market cap.
Yeah.
Exactly. So our mission today is to understand why this rivalry actually matters to you, whether you're an investor, a developer, or even just curious about the future of blockchain technology. We're going to unpack those key differences between Solana and Ethereum, their strengths, their weaknesses, and what it all means for the evolution of this exciting space.
Awesome. Let's jump right in. With this comparison table from CoinLedger, it gives us a really nice snapshot of key stats. And right away, you can see some pretty stark contrasts.
Yeah, the one that jumps out to me is the difference in those daily transactions. As of September 2024, Solana is recording over 35 million daily transactions.
Wow, that's a lot.
While Ethereum sits at just over 1 million. That's a huge difference.
That is a big difference.
And the same pattern emerges when we look at new addresses. Over 56 million new Solana addresses monthly versus just 7 million for Ethereum. Is this a sign that things are shifting? Is Ethereum's dominance being challenged?
It's definitely a sign that something's happening. But, you know, before we jump to any conclusions, it's important to acknowledge Ethereum's legacy. It is the pioneer. It's the original smart contract platform that laid the foundation for so many projects we see today, from DeFi to NFTs. That first mover advantage is significant.
You can't discount that.
Absolutely not.
No. Right. Ethereum has that history and a massive community on its side, but those Solana numbers are hard to ignore. So what's driving that kind of growth?
Well, a lot of it can be attributed to Solana's unique consensus mechanism, proof of history. It's this innovation that allows for much faster transaction speeds and significantly lower fees compared to Ethereum's proof of stake.
Okay, so we know it's faster and it's cheaper, but how does proof of history actually work?
Proof of history is ingenious in its simplicity. It timestamps every transaction, creating a verifiable order of events. So imagine like a historical record, where each event is meticulously documented and timestamped. This eliminates the need for energy-intensive mining, as seen in proof-of-work systems, or the complex rounds of voting required in proof-of-stake.
So it's like having a built-in timekeeper for the entire network.
Exactly. And this chronological record allows Solana to process transactions in parallel, significantly increasing its throughput. So this translates to a much smoother and more affordable user experience. It opens up possibilities for microtransactions and applications that require high-speed, low-cost transactions.
I can see how that would be a game changer for things like gaming or even micropayments in like the Internet of Things. But some argue that proof of history sacrifices decentralization for speed. It relies on a network of validators to maintain this chronological record. So what are your thoughts on that trade-off?
That's a really crucial point to consider. Decentralization is often seen as a core value in this blockchain space. And with proof of history, there are concerns about the potential for centralization, particularly if the validator network becomes too concentrated.
Right.
However, Solana proponents argue that the network is designed to be sufficiently decentralized and that the benefits of speed and scalability outweigh the potential risks.
It's a debate that goes to the heart of what we value in blockchain technology. Security, decentralization, scalability, and user experience.
Yeah.
It seems like Solana prioritizes speed and user experience, even if it means making some trade-offs. But that leads us to the million-dollar question. Can Solana really flip Ethereum? Is that even the right way to frame this rivalry?
Flipping implies a complete takeover, which might be an oversimplification. Ethereum has such a deep-rooted presence in the blockchain ecosystem, but it's clear that Solana's rapid growth and innovative technology are shaking things up.
It's more like a dynamic shift in the landscape.
Right.
A healthy rivalry that pushes both platforms to innovate and evolve.
Precisely. And this competition ultimately benefits everyone involved, especially users like you.
Okay, so instead of thinking about one winning, let's look at real-world projects that showcase their strengths. On the Ethereum side, we have the launch of Ethereum ETFs in the U.S., bringing it closer to traditional investors. And major institutions like BlackRock are building real-world asset tokenization projects on Ethereum, which speaks volumes about its growing acceptance. What's happening on the Solana front?
Solana's making waves. With the upcoming Solana Seeker, their own mobile phone designed for a seamless crypto experience.
Oh, wow.
They're also pushing the boundaries with the Fire Dancer upgrade, which we'll delve into later. But these developments highlight how Solana is targeting a different, perhaps a more consumer-focused segment of the market.
A dedicated Solana phone. That's a bold move. It suggests a focus on bringing blockchain technology to the masses, making it accessible and user-friendly. But it's also a risky bet, considering the challenges other companies have faced in that crypto phone market.
It certainly is, but it also speaks to Solana's ambition and willingness to experiment and push the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
I like that. All right, let's shift gears and talk about something we know you're interested in, NFTs. How does this rivalry play out in the world of digital art and collectibles?
Well, Ethereum has been the dominant ecosystem for NFTs, hosting major marketplaces and blue chip collections. But Ethereum's high gas fees and sometimes sluggish transaction speeds have created an opening for competitors.
And that's where Solana's speed and low fees come into play, right?
Absolutely. Solana is attracting NFT creators and gamers, looking for a more efficient and affordable platform. It's a haven for new projects and a breeding ground for innovation in the NFT space.
Knowing your passion for digital art, I think you'd be fascinated by the new wave of artists and creators flocking to Solana. It's a vibrant community, and those low fees make it easier for artists to experiment and for collectors to acquire unique pieces without breaking the bank.
It's really interesting. It raises a thought-provoking question. What's more crucial for the future of NFTs? Is it sheer volume and established players?
Yeah.
Or a smooth and accessible user experience?
That's a great question. We'll dive deeper into that later.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the excitement, we need to address the challenges and risks associated with both platforms. Every technology has its downsides.
Of course. No deep dive is complete without acknowledging the potential pitfalls.
So let's talk about the skeletons in the closet. What are some of the concerns surrounding Solana?
Well, one concern is centralization. As we discussed earlier, proof of history relies on a network of validators. The cost of running a Solana validator is quite high, leading to a smaller and potentially more centralized validator set compared to Ethereum.
Okay.
Another concern is its reliance on Rust, a programming language that, while powerful and secure, is less widely used than Solidity, which is used for Ethereum smart contracts. This could potentially limit the pool of developers building on Solana.
Interesting. So while Rust might offer advantages in terms of security and performance, it might also create a barrier to entry for some developers. What about Ethereum? What are its Achilles heels?
The elephant in the room is those infamous gas fees, which can make transacting on Ethereum quite expensive, especially during periods of high network congestion. And while Ethereum is moving away from the energy-intensive proof-of-work system towards proof-of-stake, the environmental impact of its past activities is still a concern for some.
Okay, so both platforms have their strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
It seems like it's all about weighing the trade-offs and figure out which platform aligns best with your priorities. But before we move on, there's one more issue that we need to address. The FTX collapse and its impact on Solana. There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding that event. Can you shed some light on what happened?
Absolutely. FTX had invested heavily in Solana, so when the exchange collapsed, it sent shockwaves through the Solana ecosystem. The price of Solana's native token SOL took a significant hit, and there were concerns about the long-term implications.
Right. But it's important to clarify that FTX's final Solana holdings were eventually sold off right.
Yes, that's a crucial detail. While the initial impact was undeniable, the direct influence of FTX on Solana has diminished over time.
So it seems like the initial panic subsided as the situation became clearer. It's a reminder that market sentiment can be volatile. and that it's crucial to differentiate between a project's fundamentals and the external forces that can influence its price.
Exactly. It highlights the importance of due diligence, understanding the technology, the team, and the overall ecosystem of a project is paramount when navigating the crypto space.
Words of wisdom. So we've explored the strengths, weaknesses, and external challenges facing both Solana and Ethereum. We've even touched upon their influence on the world of NFTs. But there's one more piece of the puzzle that has me particularly intrigued. Fire Dancer.
Ah, yes, Fire Dancer. This is where things get really interesting, at least for those of us who are captivated by the potential of cutting-edge technology.
So for our listeners who haven't heard the buzz, tell us, what is Fire Dancer, and why is it generating so much excitement in the Solana community?
Fire Dancer is a new validator client for Solana, and what makes it so groundbreaking is its potential to drastically increase Solana's already impressive transaction processing speed. We're talking a target of 1 million transactions per second.
A million transactions per second. That's mind-boggling. How is that even possible?
It's a combination of hardware and software optimizations that supercharge the network. In a live demonstration, Fire Dancer processed over 1.2 million transactions per second on a single validator if it lives up to its promise. Once fully integrated, Solana could become the fastest smart contract blockchain ever created.
It's almost hard to comprehend the implications of that kind of speed. It could revolutionize entire industries, from finance to gaming to the way we interact with the internet.
It's a glimpse into the future of blockchain, where speed, scalability, and efficiency become paramount.
But it's still early days, right? Fire Dancer is still under development, and implementing new technology at this scale always comes with challenges.
Of course. Caution is always warranted, but the potential is undeniably enormous.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our Solana versus Ethereum deep dive. We've gone from what is Solana to understanding this complex and dynamic rivalry, exploring its implications for investors, developers, and everyday users. But there's so much more to unpack.
Indeed. We've only scratched the surface.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Solana and Ethereum.
As we've been exploring these two platforms, it's become clear that this isn't just a technical comparison.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Right. It's almost like we're witnessing a clash of philosophies, two different visions for the future of blockchain.
You've got Ethereum, the veteran championing security and decentralization above all else.
And Solana, the newcomer pushing the boundaries of speed and scalability, willing to make certain trade-offs to achieve those goals.
It's like the tortoise and the hare, each with its own approach to reaching the finish line. But in this story, both are making significant progress, which raises a fascinating question.
Do we even need a single winner in this race? Could different blockchains coexist, specializing in different areas, serving different needs?
It's a compelling idea. Imagine Ethereum as the bedrock for high-value transactions, complex smart contracts, where security is paramount.
While Solana caters to those high-volume, low-cost applications, like gaming or micropayments, it's almost like the evolution of the internet itself.
Exactly. From a few dominant platforms to a diverse ecosystem of websites and applications, each with its own purpose.
And that diversity, that specialization, ultimately benefits everyone, right? It drives innovation and gives users more choices.
Absolutely. It empowers you to select the tools and platforms that align best with your individual needs and priorities.
So as we navigate this evolving landscape, how can we as users, investors, or simply curious minds, make sense of it all? What questions should we be asking ourselves?
I think the key is to understand your own needs and priorities. What are you looking for in a blockchain platform? What are your must-haves and your nice-to-haves?
If security and a well-established ecosystem are paramount, with a vast array of DeFi and NFT projects already in place, Ethereum might be the right fit. But if speed, affordability, and a seamless user experience are more important, then Solana could be more appealing.
And it's important to remember that this landscape is constantly evolving. Both Ethereum and Solana are actively addressing their weaknesses, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's almost like watching a live sporting event. The rules are being rewritten as we speak, and the players are constantly adapting and improving their game. So doing your research, staying informed, and even experimenting with both platforms is crucial.
Exactly. Get hands-on, explore the different ecosystems, and see what resonates with you. You might even find yourself using both Ethereum and Solana for different purposes, leveraging their unique strengths.
Speaking of unique strengths, let's circle back to the comparison table from CoinLedger. One thing that stood out was the difference in programming languages. Ethereum uses Solidity, while Solana relies on Rust, What are the implications of that for developers?
The choice of programming language can have a significant impact on the development process. Solidity, being similar to JavaScript, is more familiar to a larger pool of developers. It offers a certain level of accessibility.
But I've heard arguments that Rust, well, less common, is a more robust and secure language, especially for complex applications.
That's true. Rust is known for its focus on memory safety and preventing common coding errors, which are crucial when dealing with sensitive data and financial transactions. It might have a steeper learning curve, but the benefits in terms of security and reliability are substantial.
So it's another trade-off: accessibility versus security. It's up to developers to weigh those factors and choose the language that best suits their project's goals.
And that's what makes the space so dynamic. There's constant experimentation, a drive to push the boundaries and find better solutions.
Okay, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's revisit their consensus mechanisms. Ethereum is transitioning to proof of stake, while Solana continues to champion its unique proof of history.
Proof of history is really the heart of Solana's speed and scalability. By timestamping every transaction and creating a verifiable order of events, it removes the need for energy-intensive mining or complex voting processes.
It's like a built-in notary for every transaction, ensuring everything is accurately recorded and timestamped.
Precisely. And that efficiency is what enables Solana to achieve those impressive transaction speeds and low fees we discussed earlier.
But we also discussed the concerns about centralization with proof of history. It relies on a network of validators. And some argue that this introduces a potential point of vulnerability. How do you see this debate playing out?
The question of centralization versus decentralization is a complex one. It's a spectrum, and different blockchains find their own balance based on their priorities. Solana's design aims to achieve sufficient decentralization while prioritizing speed and scalability.
It seems like there's no easy answer, no clear-cut winner in this debate. It's about understanding the nuances, weighing the pros and cons, and deciding what factors are most important to you.
Exactly. This deep dive is all about empowering you with the knowledge to make those decisions, to navigate this complex and evolving landscape.
All right, listener. That brings us to the end of part two of our Solana versus Ethereum exploration. We've delved into the philosophical differences, the practical implications for users and developers, and the technical intricacies that set these two blockchains apart. But our journey isn't over yet.
Indeed. We've only scratched the surface.
Welcome back, listener, to the final part of our Solana versus Ethereum deep dive. We've explored their strengths and weaknesses, their innovations, and even pondered the possibility of Solana phones. Now it's time to tackle the big question. What does this rivalry tell us about the future of blockchain?
Well, we've seen how these two platforms are pushing the boundaries of what's possible, each in their own way. But is it a winner-take-all scenario, or are we moving towards a multi-chain future where different blockchains can coexist and serve different purposes?
That's a debate that's capturing the imagination of the entire crypto space. On one hand, you have the undeniable power of network effects. Ethereum, being the pioneer, has built this massive ecosystem. It's the go-to platform for many, and that kind of momentum is hard to overcome.
It's true, Ethereum has a gravitational pull. But that doesn't mean there isn't room for other planets in this blockchain universe. We're already seeing signs of a multi-chain future emerging.
Solana, with its focus on speed and scalability, is attracting a new wave of projects and users who prioritize those aspects. And it's not alone. There's a whole constellation of blockchain platforms emerging, each with its own unique strengths and target audience.
Some are focusing on privacy, others on interoperability, and still others on specific use cases like gaming or supply chain management. This diversity is a sign of a healthy and evolving ecosystem.
It reminds me of the early days of the internet. We started with a few monolithic platforms, but then it exploded into this diverse ecosystem of websites and applications, each serving a specific purpose.
That's a great analogy. And just like the internet evolved to accommodate a wide range of needs and preferences, so too is the blockchain space evolving.
So instead of asking which blockchain will win, maybe the more important question is, what kind of blockchain ecosystem do we want to see? One dominated by a single platform, or one that's diverse, vibrant, and caters to a wide range of needs?
I think the most exciting future lies in embracing collaboration and interoperability. Imagine a world where different blockchains can seamlessly communicate with each other.
Where users can easily move their assets and data across different chains, and developers can leverage the best features of each platform to build truly innovative applications.
That's the vision of a truly decentralized future, where power is distributed, innovation is unleashed, and users have the freedom to choose the tools that best serve their needs.
And that's what makes this debate so compelling. It's not just about technology. It's about shaping the future of the Internet of Finance, of how we interact and transact with each other. It's about empowering individuals and fostering a more open and equitable world.
This rivalry between Solana and Ethereum and the emergence of other blockchain platforms is a testament to the power of innovation and the relentless pursuit of better solutions.
And it's a reminder that the future of blockchain isn't predetermined. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make, the projects we support, and the vision we embrace.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I encourage you to continue exploring this fascinating space. Stay curious, stay informed, and be a part of the blockchain revolution.
That's it for our deep dive into the world of Solana and Ethereum. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and that you're now equipped to follow this exciting space with a more critical and informed eye.
Remember, knowledge is power. And in the ever-evolving world of blockchain, staying informed is key.
Don't forget to follow the show for more deep dives into the most exciting and thought-provoking topics shaking our world. And we'd love to hear from you. What aspects of the Solana and Ethereum ecosystems do you find most interesting? Let us know in the comments. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.